We are up to Simon Tov Kuf Pei Tes. We're learning the last Eve today, and then we'll be starting as well with Shem tonight. Simon Tov Kuf Tzadi, which is the halachas of the actual sounds of the shofar. What the sounds need to, what do the sound actually need to be like, and when are you yotz, when are you yotz? So this year you can be one of those making a sound, another sound. You can be one of those. So let's get there. Let's receive test first, but we're going to wait for the Zoomers to get. No one's on Zoom, right? Okay. Wow, that's the first time in 2 years that nobody on Zoom. Wow.
Where's Stephen?
Don't know, but he's not on Zoom. That's probably 2 years now, one and a half, whatever. It's a many years, long time. Yeah. That's the first time in a long time nobody on Zoom. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Must give credit to I mean, a lot of Torah was done over Zoom. Over the past Zoom did. I think Zoom had been around for a while, but nobody knew about it then. Yeah. Yeah, and the fact that he did it for free, that's also, I think, a tremendous chesed for Klal Yisrael. Okay, Misha Toka V'nischav Alehoitzi. So, says the Sif test. Misha Toka V'nischav Alehoitzi. So, back to Mitzvah Sichas Kavona. Just one or two more subtle points over here. Misha Toka V'nischav Alehoitzi Kol Hashem Yad Ki Osoy. Generic Kavona. So, you're blowing the shofar and you say, all right, I don't exactly know you, I don't know who is there, but I just want to be mighty everybody who is around. That works. Somebody's coming out to call Hashem, however he is. T'kiyosa v'shoma, Hashem, somebody listens in the back. V'niz chavelot says the chavoso, and he's, has good kavona. Afal pi she'ena t'ikiam, he's chavele ploy nizeh. Although this is a generic kavona, and not a specific kavona. Yotza. So what we're learning now, Rabbi said that kavona doesn't have to be specific and detailed. All kavona needs to be is how should we call it? General. Yeah, it's a general kavona. It's good enough as far as the Baltikai is concerned. Because this kavona is listen. Whoever's listening to my great, beautiful tkiyas, whoever's listening to them, is privileged, and I want to be mutzim. That goes back to Rabbi Feingold's example mentioned yesterday. I believe that's what you mentioned. Therefore, somebody who walks on the street, or Yosheb Besoich Beisoy, who is sitting in his house, across the road, people across the road, or somebody just walking on the street. So in such a case, Shulchan Aruch says, as far as the blower is concerned, he says that nowadays the blower has got sufficient general kavanah to include everybody. So as far as he's concerned, he was moitzi you. However, when it comes to the listener, so it depends. If the listener's got kavanah to be, you know, that's fine. But if it didn't have kavanah, it won't be yoitzer. So if he was in the house and he said, all right, okay, good, I'm going to be yoitzer to these kids. They are good for me now. The timing is good. He'll be yoitzer. If he didn't have the person across the road, the person walking on the street, he just listened without any specific kavanah, he won't be yoitzer as far as he is concerned. But the blower is having in mind everybody. So again, as we mentioned yesterday, there is two required kavanahs. It is the kavanah of the blower, and it's the kavanah of the listener. Both need to have kavanah, and if both are there, your yotze, if one of them is missing, one is not yotze. Now, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention, but the Mishnah Berurah does go into the question over here of a simma, blind person, cholila, somebody who is losing his vision, and he's blind. Can a blind person be moitzi the tkiyas? So, very possible case. Hey, somebody who blew the shofar for many years and he lost his vision, eyesight as he was getting into his 80s. Does that invalidate him being a Baal Tikkah? Yes or no? So we spoke about yesterday. We spoke about the hearing impaired. Mishnah Berurah here mentions the sum of the blind person. What would you say? Is that a Yeah. Some is popular for many mitzvahs. Would that also, not all the mitzvahs, but many mitzvahs? Would that invalidate his tkiyos? The Mishnah Berurah says over here, some chay b'tkiyos. It doesn't make a difference the fact that he is blind. He's still obligated, and since he's obligated, He can be moitzi. Yeah. So mechayvet kizvi moyo muchzi litkya bechol shana v'silko. You can't even. Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Radbaz, you can't even get rid of him. So if he says no, we prefer to have a balta keo with actually good eyesight. You can't do that. The shul is not allowed to remove a balta keo just now because he's losing his eyesight. Okay. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah does mention. I'm just going to remind the oil, because the Mishnah Berurah does remind us over here in terms of the tkiyas across the road, the tkiyas of somebody walking on the street. You've got to, of course, remember there's one qualifying element or disqualifying factor which can take place was the echo. Do you remember the Kol Havara? We spoke about it in the holiday pre-recorded shiurim, the Kol Havara. So if it's an echo sound or a sound which doesn't come purely from the sound of the shofar, that will invalidate the tkiyah. So one has to make sure that it's a pure sound of the tkiyah shofar. Page 128, Simon Tov Kuf Tzali, say the royal tkiyah shofar. Perhaps one could argue the least known halachas and at the same time perhaps the most important halachas. Say the royal tkiyah shofar. Kamo tkiyahs chayev adam shlishma b'chol b'roi shoshana. Say the chonoch. How many sounds does the person actually need to hear? How many sounds? On a Torah level, how many sounds do you need to hear?
It's 100.
100 minat Torah? 100 is true, but not minat Torah.
30
minat Torah? How does that work? So let's get this clear. 930, let's get this clear. Kamot kio is chayv adam lishmoy b'Rosh Hashanah. How many sounds does a person need to hear on Rosh Hashanah? So it works as follows. Any mathematically inclined gentleman here will figure this out. Teisha, so you need to hear 9. Why? Where does 9 come from? So the reason is as follows. Lefishanema tuo. It says, with regards to Yovel, in the Torah, in the Pasuk, it says the word Turua. P'yovel v'Rosh Hashanah sholosh pa'amim. It says 3 times in the Torah the word Turua. Sholosh pa'amim. Now, it says the sound Turua. I will not translate the word Turua because that's part of the problem. So we do know that Turua is a kind of sound. And it says it 3 times. So what does it mean, the fact that it says it 3 times? Obviously, it means that if the post says 3 times tour, it's obviously going to mean that you've got to have 3 tours. Very good. That's fair enough so far. Plus, there's another thing as well. There's a Messiah. There's a tradition that called tour, every tour sound requires pshuta lefoneo, a pshuta, a straight sound that we normally call a tkia. He needs a tkia lefoneo preceding it. It needs, before every tour, it needs a tkiyah. For pshuta, in a straight sound, i.e. a tkiyah again, la'achare, after that. Yeah. So it says 3 times tour in the Torah. By Yovel. And we're going to see now that Yovel is the same in Rosh Hashanah. So we know that Oshana, you've got to do 3 tour sounds. 3 times. Now. But happens to be we have a Gemara tradition that every tour sound needs a tkiyah before and after.
That's not the
Raisa. Right. Well, let's leave this out. It might be. It's not directly the Raisa, but close enough. Now therefore, how does that sound? So far, what we have established is that a tour goes like this, but you can only do that. You can't do it randomly. You're not yotze if you just do the tour on its own. You got to do a tkiyah before and a tkiyah after. So if the Torah says I need to do 1 tour, it would sound tkiyah, tour, tkiyah. Happens to be the Torah says we've got to do it 3 times. So far what we've established is that you need to do toot, 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 toot. We need to do that 3 times. Tkio, tour, tkio, times 3. So far, so good. Yeah? So, Mipia Shmuel Lomdu, and we learned also so we're not differentiating Bein B'Rosh Hashanah B'Yom HaKippur in Shal Yovel. So, Teishat Kiyas Toikin B'Cholechon Mishnen. So, this is what we've explained now. Tarat, Tarat, Tarat. What does Tarat mean? Tkiyah, Tua, Tkiyah. So, the Reish stands for the Torah. And the test at the top, of course, is it's here. So again, Abba Yisai, the way it works is the Pasuk says Torah, which we understand as the tut, and it says it three times. So you've got to do that three times. But the way you do it Torah is by having it kiyo beforehand. However, and here comes Shulchan Aruch and says it. It adds the added complexity in that, which is follows. Torah zu ha'amura b'Torah. Now, with regards to this Torah sound, which the Torah tells us we've got to do, which is the basis of the whole. The older tkiyas. We've got to do a tour. When it comes to the tour, though, we assume that the tour goes but it's not so poshut because tour zua muraba Torah, the tour that the Torah calls a tour, nistapeglon, we are in doubt. And this doubt is not a recent sophic, like a machloikas of Shlomo Zalman with Avel Yashiv. No. This is not a kind of recent sophic. It's not a recent doubt. We don't know. The Gemara already brings this not knowing. We don't know. Is it really the Torah sound that we call it Torah? The dut. Is it this? Or perhaps what the Torah calls a Torah is what we normally call a shvorim sound. Dut. That could be perhaps what a Torah calls a Torah. We don't know. Just because we happen to call a Torah, doesn't mean that's really what a Torah means. Could be when a Torah says a Torah sound, maybe it is a tut. We call a shvarim. It's a linguistic shaila. Or could even be worse. It could even be that, hoyem shneim biachat. It could even be that the Torah sound, when a Torah says you've got to have a Torah, it could be that it goes with a Torah and a shvarim together. Could be that when a Torah says you've got to have a Torah, it sounds like this. In one go. So a tour could mean three things. A tour could be a we call a tour. A tour could be a which we call a shvarim. Or a tour could be a joint combination of could be. So therefore we are stuck. Because tour that we know we've got to do could be three different types of sounds. Now we still know that every single Torah requires its tkiyah before and its tkiyah after. That hasn't changed. So whether the Torah sounds or whether the Torah sound the Torah is or whether the Torah is whatever it may be, either way, you've got to have a tkiyah before and a tkiyah after. And he's got to have a tkiyah before and a tkiyah after. And we also know, here again, we know that the Torah says, how many times you've got to have a tour? Three times. So putting all this together, what are we going to do? Each possibility, we're going to do three times. Or nine times, you're more accurate, nine times. So what does that sound? So we do, are you with me? We do tkiyo, tuo, tkiyo. That we do three times. Right. Okay. But what are we going to do if the tuo sound is what we call a shvorim? We've got to do that as well. So what are we going to do? Tkiyo, shvorim, tkiyo. And we're going to do that three times. Why three times? Exactly, because you've got to do it three times. You've got the right sound. You've got to do the right sound three times. And could be that when a Torah says tour, it could be it means toot, together with a toot. Could be that's what the Torah means when it says tour.
This is what we do first.
No. Ah, yeah, it is. Yeah. So, and therefore, you've got to do that sound. This tashat, you've got to do that three times as well, because the Torah says you've got to do it two or three times. No, we can't. It's a good question why we can't. A hefsek, probably a hefsek, yeah. So let's see this in the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Beis. Tuazu shamanu b'Torah. The Shulchan Aruch explains it beautifully. Tuazu, this tour which the Torah mentions that you've got to do. Tuazu hamura b'Torah. Nistapeglanu, we are not sure. Himihilu l'shanu kerim tuah. Is it really what we called what we call the Torah sound. Oy, or perhaps when the Torah says a Torah, shvarim, could be when the Torah says you've got to do a Torah, could be he's what we call a shvarim. Oy, imim shneim yachad, it could be when the Torah says you've got to do a Torah, you've got to do that three times. Maybe it means a combination of both sounds. Lefichach, therefore, could they not say to themselves in order to get out of all the sfeikas, tzorech litkua tashrat, shalosh pa'amim, you've got to do tashrat three times. Tashat shalosh pa'amim, you've got to do the shvorim, tkiya shvorim, tkiya three times. V'tarat shalosh pa'amim, v'tarat three times. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Aleph, base, and let's see the few Mishnah Berurahs here. So Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Aleph, B'yoyim lo shonu shalosh pa'amim, d'ksiv, what are the three psukim? The three psukim are, d'ksiv, b'yoyim ha-kippurim shaliv, v'avata shofar, t'rua, number one, v'yoyim ha-kippurim shaliv, v'avata shofar, t'rua, that's number two, yoyim t'rua, yelochem, that's number three. So there you go, it says it three times. Sifkot Base pshuta lefonel deksi ve'avarta shofar t'rua. The pasuk says ve'avarta, you should pass. So we learn from here mashma avoras kol echad lifnei t'rua. From here we learn that you've got to have a straight, simple sound before and after the t'rua sound. Pshuta lechad deksi ve'tavir shofar. Yeah. Now Simchot and he explains this topic. We have got the doubt. Metakmin on t'rua yevava. So the thing is as this, Mishnah Berurah explains that Tua, what does Tua really mean? Sound. What kind of sound?
Wailing.
Yeah, it's a whale sound. But we don't know how to, so Tua is closely linked to a wailing sound. But we don't know what does this wailing sound exactly sound like. There's two types of crying. There's two types of crying, which is very true. There's more the sobbing, and there's more. You know, there's the, and that's what really the there is. Well, what are the two types of crying?
Like a groaning cry,
baby's crying. Yeah, yeah. So that's right. So there is the Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Alma shukakoyla adam hashmil shu boichum yalla. There's one type of crying, which is somebody's in pain. He's crying and he's wailing. V'adayin in a yoidim u'kadam agunach meliboy. K'derech hacholish shemashmiya koyles k'tzorim koyl koyl achar koyl u'marich boim k'tzas. When he could go neach, v'u k'derech haboich b'tchias b'chiyosoy. Zeh mashan nekoyim shvorim. Oy k'adam hamyalu mekoyin shemashmiya koyles k'tzoris chuf zeh lezeh.
There's two types of crying. There's people who are in acute pain. There's acute pain, like if somebody like cuts himself, or he burns himself. He's one type of the, and it's more like short sound, brief sound, straight sound. It's more like the cutting sound, the and that it's normally ends up being short sounds and high pitched sounds. And brief sounds, and many of them, one after the other. There's another type, which is more the wailing, the crying, the more the somebody's in pain, and more like it's more like a different type of crying, which is a bit longer stretched.
Sobbing.
That's it. So we don't know what exactly. So Tua could mean either this kind of crying or that kind of crying. So that interprets, that translates into the Tua sound or the Shvorim sound, or perhaps he might mean both together. Shvorim Tua.
Yeah,
very good. It's a really good question. So the answer to your very, very good question is probably what the Rishonim say, that this is such an ancient suffix that it could even be that it's not a suffix like another suffix. It's a suffix which is so intrinsic. I'm not sure I can explain it well, but it's so intrinsic that Torah really wanted us to do all of them. So in the Sifrei Kabbalah, what it says is that you've got to have both sounds. You've got to have them. You must have both sounds. So it's not really a suffix in terms of it's much more ancient, much more intrinsic. Yeah. Now Sifkot Vav asks your question. So if the starting point is that there's a suffix, and that's what we do the shvorim, and that's what we do the tour. So it could be a shortcut. And the shortcut would be what? To do three times Tashat. you do the Shvarim Tua three times. So if the Tua means Shvarim, you're doing it. If the Tua means Tua, you're doing them as well. You're doing both of them. So you might as well do that. So might as well just do three times a shot. Saves you the whole. So the Mishnah says, if got involved, no. It could be, besides the fact that it's a hefsek problem, you go, no. If you've got to do a shvarim, you must be a shvarim lechud. You've got to have a shvarim, a pure shvarim sound, without interruption of another tour. He has to be tkiya shvarim tkiya. He must be tkiya tour tkiya three times. He mustn't have both of them joined up. Yeah, do you hear that? It's got to have a pure. If tour means tour, it's got to be a pure tour, according to this.
If the Torah means
I see. You don't. Because the Maaser, you don't need to make a sound.
This sound is nothing. I'm just.
Yeah.
Stop making a sound.
Yeah, it wouldn't help. Correct. It wouldn't help. Yeah, it wouldn't help. It wouldn't help. Yeah. The Dilma Kavanas Torah to lechad v'kabosim mitchilat shvarim pein tkiyah tua. That's what he says. Yeah. So that's the basics of why we do. So it comes out that we do three times. So let's do the maths now. I've always said now comes the sticky bit. Now to do the maths. So we got to do. So what's the best way of bringing it down? So the Torah says you need to do a tour. All right. So do a tour. How do we end up being 100? It sounds so Jewish. Yeah. So do a tour. So why can't we just do a tour? Just do a tour. The answer is because every tour has to come with a tequila before and after. All right. So we're up to.
Not doing another
tkiyah
again.
You could save yourself that.
You feel what we
learned. That you can be moitzia, lefoneo and achir could be. Yeah.
That would confuse a lot of people.
Yeah. So we're up to how many sounds already? Torah says you've got to do two. So that's already. So the Torah said the two realities doesn't say you should do one tour. The Torah says you should do three tours. All right. So that's already up to three. But every tour needs to have a tkiyah before and tkiyah after. So that's three times three. We're up to nine. Right. But it happens to be now that we have a suffix. We don't know how the tour sounds. Could be the tour is a tour. Okay. So we do that. So that's three times three. That's nine. All right. But it could be also that the tour sounds. A shvarim, right? So that the kubi that tua means do. All right, so you've got to do those. But those you've got to do nine times as well, right? Because teres is three times, plus tkiyah before and tkiyah after. So we're up to how many? Right. Now, and what else? And then you got to have what? And then you got to do this one, which is what? Which is, now, how, what is that really? Oh, so now, how many sounds would you call that? And that causes a lot of ambiguity, a lot of confusion. Because really, what is it? When you do shvarim, when you do the tkiyah, which is a shvarim tua, what is that? How many sounds is that?
Two separate ones together.
You look at that two sounds. So what do you think is more accurate? Would you call it one sound or two sounds? It should be considered one sound because it's the tour sound. We just don't know what it sounds like. So that's three. You agree with that? So that's another nine. So let's make a cheshbon. 18 plus nine is 27. Oh, it's a problem there, right? It's a problem. So the answer is that's absolutely, that's really what we obligate, is those 27 sounds. People call it 30 sounds, which is, I think, slightly confusing, because it's not really 30 sounds. It's really It's 3 times 3, times 3, times 3, should be 27. 3 times 9, yeah? So it's really 27 sounds. We call it 30 because it just sounds better, but it's really 27 sounds. Okay, that's the matzah of the evening. Okay. Okay.